102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 622. Is Ted Linder, our traffic guy, going to be representing all men here? Or, as he said, is he on shaky ground?
Entertain me, Chester.
All right, well.
Him and his wife had a little argument last night. So the guy,
it's been an ongoing thing, but, you know, last night thing. Made me think about our discussion yesterday morning. So I said, oh, man, this is.
What happened?
My wife is obsessed with loading and unloading the dishwasher all the time. Like, if there's a dirty dish in the sink, she flips out all the time. Like, it's got to be loaded. Like, even if we're sitting watching TV, did you load the dishwasher? Can you do that right now? Can you get that done? All right. Usually, I just try and yes her to death.
Right. I'd rather load the dishwasher than unload it any day of the week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You want me to take stuff from the sink and put it in the dishwasher? I'm cool.
Yeah.
You want me to, like, open up the dishwasher and have to stop figuring out where all this stuff goes? I don't got that kind of time. I know when it's in the sink, I know exactly where it goes. Boom, right into the dishwasher. Right. When I open it up and have to put it away, I'm like, Isabella, where do these thoughts go?
Yeah, Susan's very similar with the dishwasher, so maybe it's a wife thing that's a little more common than you think.
Right, so her big issue with it then is the way I load the dishwasher.
Yes.
So she, like, flips out because I'll put, like, the pots and pans on, like, the bottom instead of, you know, certain things are supposed to go on the top. And
no, the pots things. And pans go on the bottom.
Or maybe the opposite, whatever it is. But my big thing is...
What do you mean, maybe right the there. Opposite? You know exactly where you put them. Do you put them on the top or you put them on the bottom?
I'll put anything where it fits. As long as I know I can get everything into the dishwasher.
Well,
it washes.
Yeah, there you go.
You can't put stuff where it fits. You have to put where it traditionally goes.
Right.
The pots go on the bottom and plastic stuff and small cups and glasses go on top. Come on, you heathen.
I get not putting the plastics on the bottom because they melt because they're closer to the heat. I get that.
You're on your way.
I didn't even know that, but all right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So she opens up the dishwasher last night and she goes, how many times have I told you to put the pots over here and this over there? And like, at this point now, it's like all noise to me. I'm not even listening.
Good for you, dude. Good for you.
I'm like, God, what difference does it make?
It doesn't.
If everything is getting washed.
I never thought I'd say this. I'm on Team Ted.
Well, there you go.
You're okay. You really are.
I think we all can identify with putting things where they fit in the dishwasher
exactly.
to run it at maximum and most efficient capacity.
You know
makes
what?
Sense
you
to
turn
us.
Around and you say, listen, if it comes out unclean, then you can pitch a bitch.
Right.
Until then, just shut up and worry about something else.
Right. Exactly.
And, so that's what you said.
You know, just the things that will let the, like, that's it.
Yeah.
You think maybe she was getting her friend?
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be. But this is an argument all the time,
right,
every week, every day. It could be Tuesday, Friday.
Are you at the point now in your marriage where you're doing it on purpose just because you know it'll drive her crazy?
I honestly don't really care as long as I know everything's loaded and I know it's going to wash. I know you don't overload the dishwasher because then things don't get clean.
Correct.
But I don't see what the big deal is. Like,
there is
what
no big
is
deal.
The difference?
You're absolutely right. There is no big deal. There isn't.
You know?
It's just the way that she prefers that you do it.
Right.
Right.
And then
after 25 years, I put the pots in the bottom because there's no, first of all, most of them don't fit in the top.
Right.
But
right.
I just, it's the way it should be done in the pictures, maybe. Whatever it is. The picture on the box.
That's the way their mother did it. That's the way their grandmother did it.
Right.
You know, and that's the way that's the whole
Susan
thing.
Susan wouldn't even let me load the dishwasher anymore. She's like, don't worry about it. I got the dishwasher. I'll load it. I'm like, well, okay.
Cool.
Don't even put anything. Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Just leave the stuff in the sink. Okay, I'll leave it in the sink.
You're all right, Ted. Don't worry about it.
All right, cool.
Honestly.
As soon as this happened last night, I'm thinking, okay, JP's wife, the air conditioning.
The fact that you're already in a place where you can tune it out.
Right.
It's a gift. That's a gift.
And what are you, 5 years into marriage?
Yeah, be five this September.
That's impressive.
That's a gift. It really is. I don't have that in me. I'll fight back.
Right.
The fact that you can just go on is...
You are not as shaky as you thought.
No, you're all right.
Ted Linder, ladies and gentlemen.
Mark this day in history, Ted.
626.
4 years from now, he's going to be like April 19th, 2017. Roger and JP and I agreed.
Your VAB Sunrise Toyota, the all-new Sunrise Toyota North and Middle Island, Long Island traffic heading out this morning. Just our normal stuff.
Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 636. We're talking about guys and women. I mean, we came up yesterday with JP and his wife. Ted and his wife had it happen last night with the dishwasher. He doesn't load it right. She's upset. You got to do it right. How many times do I have to tell you? And this is very much in common with a lot of other guys and a lot of other couples. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Yeah, look, if your wife ain't bitching at you, you're doing something wrong. I even got it down to where I know where most of the stuff goes. And now I put it away too loud. Too loud. What are you doing in there? You're so loud. You know what? You're loud. Your mouth. It's really loud every time you open it.
Your mouth.
Can't understand normal thinking.
So now you don't even load it because you're even loaded too loud. Now you don't have to do anything.
Oh, no. Now I buy Metallica when I load the dishwasher. You want to hear loud? I'll give you loud.
You got a bad attitude, buddy.
Right.
I try to make sure she bitches at me. I make sure because if it's not, it's not a completed day.
Hey, thanks. Well, there's some guys shaking their heads to that. If you don't get yelled at once a day, it's not a full day.
Right.
It's 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's only classic rock with Roger and JP.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you...
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP is 642, partly sunny and 53 degrees today. Well... It's like our discussion yesterday with JP and his wife, and the window's open with the AC on, and JP doesn't understand it, and his wife totally gets it. There are certain times where us husbands and wives, we're just going to miss. It's like misclicking. We're just going to miss each other and not understand why the other one needs things a certain way. And mostly it's guys not understanding why women need things certain ways. They are way more detail-oriented than us. We're more basic. I mean, that's what it comes down to, is just the DNA that's in us. We are just basic and don't care.
Yeah, but we have common sense, too.
Well,
we're blessed with common sense.
We're blessed with it.
We are.
You can look at it that way.
As a group.
Ted had the classic dishwasher issue with his wife last night. He doesn't load it right. He doesn't care as long as he's putting it in and it's efficient and it's cleaning everything. What's wrong with that? We got another guy in the line with the story. Good morning, sir. Go ahead.
I don't know about loading and unloading the dishwasher right, but my wife actually, if I don't do it, she does it. She actually scrubs the dishes clean without soap, though. Before they go in the dishwasher.
So does mine.
And then we have to put them in the dishwasher.
Right.
I always rinse them off. I know.
Rinsing off is one thing. She scrubs them.
Dude, this is right up there with, you know, she's got a cleaning service that comes in every 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
She let one go, and then she had a new one coming in.
Uh-huh.
She cleaned the whole house.
For the cleaning lady.
For the cleaning lady.
It's the same idea. That's it.
Well, why hire the cleaning lady then? You do it yourself.
Uh-huh.
It's like cleaning the dishes before you put them in the dishwasher. Why are you scrubbing the dishes when that's what the dishwasher does?
It doesn't make sense. We don't need a redundant thing. I just wash them by hand.
Are you seeing a pattern?
They're crazy.
They're crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I take away from all this.
Hey, thanks.
All right, have a good one, guys.
So the bottom line, the conclusion of these 2 days of discussions is they're crazy.
Bitches be cray-cray.
Ted, you feel better about your dishwashing situation now?
I do.